But up first here in the 5 o'clock hour, we welcome to the program great friend of the show, singer, entrepreneur, entertainer, host extraordinaire, the wonderful John Davidson with us. Hello, John.
Hello, Rick. I'm calling you from Sandwich, New Hampshire. I'm on the Rich Kimball Downtown Show with Ruth. I've got my Hall of Fame 2023 inductees coffee mug in front of me.
Oh.
Well, it's a great day here in New Hampshire, especially when we can talk to Maine. Go downtown banger. Right on the banger. Banger. That's how you said
Bangor.
Bangor.
It's not banger. It's not, you're not Roger Miller.
You're probably wondering what I'm going to do tonight. Well, a fella has to holler when he's feeling all right. Yeah, I finally busted out. I was trapped in your TV. Now I'm here to tell you what you're doing to me. You drive me crazy, but I'm about to go insane. Do I get paid more if I sing on the show or just talk?
We double your rate if you sing, yes.
Yeah. Listen, you've had so many great people on the show. The names on this mug, and this is just the inductees from 2023, right? You do this every year, right?
Well, that was the first year. You were in the first class. I think we're going to do it again this summer and roll in some new people. But you were one of the first and the best, of course.
Oh, thank you for being so nice. And I told you in our previous conversations, I have a great fondness for Maine. I grew up in West Bridgewater, Mass., and every summer we used to go up to my grandma's house and my great aunt's house in Charleston, Maine. Charleston, which is up above Bangor, of course, you know, up in those beautiful hills regions. And I bought my hoss up there in the sixth grade, and my dad trailered my horse, of course, but my hoss. And I spent all summer up there riding around, and it's just great people. And of course, the Maine coast is just outrageously wonderful.
Well, and the weather has been pretty fabulous this spring. I think you came back from Mexico just in time.
Yeah, as you know, I lived ever since I did started this club in Sandwich, New Hampshire. It's called Club Sandwich. I have a gift for the obvious. I thought that'd be a good name. I bought a boat, a 42-foot diesel trawler. That I live in La Paz, Baja. La Paz is Mexico. It's about 2 hours north of Cabo. And yeah, my boat is doing great down there. And it's a boat is a big hole in the water that you pour money into. But I really love being on the boat, cruising the Sea of Cortez. And I have a sweetheart now. Did I tell you that?
That's news. What? Very exciting.
Well, yeah, I didn't used to talk about it, but I figured, what the hell? I've been married twice, and I guess I find that I didn't do it that well, so I've been separated from my second wife for many years, and I have. Rich, I'm in love with this fabulous lady who lives in Scotland. She is geographically challenging. It's a long story about how we got together.
So that's why you were in Scotland recently then. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, you don't go to Scotland for nothing. That's a long trip. I didn't swim over, but I probably would have just to see her. And we went to Paris. I flew over to Glasgow and then went up to, she lives in Gairloch Head, which is above Glasgow, a little town. And it's up in the Highlands and it's just so gorgeous. But then after staying there for 3 or 4 days, we went to Paris for the second time. We just love going to Paris just for 3 nights, just very quick. And then came back, spent the other time there because I had to get back and start rehearsing for my season. Here in Sandwich, this will be season 4, And I've announced on my rack cards and in my advertising that this is the season finale. This is the grand finale of Club Sandwich. Now, I decided to do that, to make this the last season, because I got scared at the end of last season. I'm 82 now. I'm going to be 83 in December, and I got very tired at the end of last season, and I thought, I can't keep doing this. How long can you keep fooling people? And now that I've gotten into rehearsal, I'm going to wait until the end of this season. I open June the 28th, Friday, June 28th. I must say, seven of my first, and I perform every Friday and Saturday nights here in Sandwich, New Hampshire, which is in the Lakes region above Meredith. And seven of my first 10 shows are sold out, wall to wall. And so it's selling very well. Maybe it's selling well because I announced that this is going to be the season finale. But, you know, the Eagles have been doing a farewell tour for 5 years now.
Right, right.
So, because the truth is, when you love doing something, and I love playing my guitar and singing, I have a bass player that plays with me now, John Petruzzelli, and we do a lot of special effects in the show. But yes, I do play guitar during the show. I just love doing the show, and I don't know what I would do if I closed. But certainly there comes a point where I need to stop doing this, but maybe not yet. Maybe
there's a lot that goes into it. And I know you have help in lining up all of the great people who are playing on the nights when you're not performing, but it's still a tremendous amount of work to pull all that together and to promote it like you do so much.
Well, it's not like digging ditches. I don't really work that hard at it, but just doing the show, I find I do a 90-minute show of country, soft rock, folk. I don't do any Broadway, even though I've done a lot of Broadway shows, but it's pop and country and folk, and a lot of comedy. I do a lot of jokes in between. I got a bunch of new jokes. I know people will be glad to hear that because I have a lot of old jokes. I love old jokes. Old jokes are like an old pair of jeans. They just feel good when you go into them. And I've stolen material from every opening act that's ever opened for me from Vegas. And so I love doing jokes, and it's a high energy show, and I do a lot of audience bits, and I got some fun stuff planned for this summer. So I want to thank all the people from Maine who've driven over. It's a couple hours to come over, and if you are driving from Maine to the Sandwich, to the Lakes region, I always recommend the Yankee Trail Motel, which is about 20 minutes from Sandwich, and it's a motel that they've just recently refurbished, and that's where all my guest artists have stayed. By the way, this year, I'm doing all the shows myself. I am the guest artist every time you come to Club Sandwich. So,
wow.
That made it easier for me to not have guest artists this year. I've had a lot of great performers from, mostly from New England, but now I'm doing every Friday and Saturday from, let's say, from June 28th to September 14th, and I'm really just concentrating on my show, and I think it's going to be the best done. So I'm excited about it.
Well, you can get more information by going to John's website at johndavidson.com. I'm hoping to get back down this summer, but I will only come down there, John, if we can get together over at the Foothills Cafe afterwards.
Yeah. Well, thank you for bringing that up. We have two restaurants in town, and what I've said is if you have dinner at either the Foothills Cafe or the Corner House restaurant, they're both about 50 yards from Club Sandwich, in the center of Sandwich, New Hampshire. If you save your receipt, I'll give you a free CD at the show. I've got the boxes of CDs that I'm trying to get rid of, and that was a joke. But I'll give you a free CD, and so Sandwich has arts and crafts and antiques, and Sandwich is like a Norman Rockwell, sort of a lost in time little village here, and it's really pretty.
So, John, what will you do if this is the last roundup here? If you decide to wrap it up at the end of the season, are you going to stay in New Hampshire, or are you going to spend more time on the boat, or will you end up moving to Scotland?
No. I think I'll do all three. I don't think I'll ever permanently move to Scotland, but spend more time in Scotland, and I spent time on the boat. But right now I'm not planning to leave Sandwich at all. I love this community. I've lived here for 6-7 years now, even though I've only had Club Sandwich for this is my fourth year. But I lived here before. Actually, I've been here 8 years now. No, I'm not leaving Sandwich. This is where I'm going to live. And if I weren't performing here, I would just turn the showroom into the biggest living room and with the largest TV that I've ever had. I have a screen that's 6 feet by 9 feet, and I can play movies on there and invite people over. We have a popcorn machine. We give free popcorn at the show. So I just love this barn. It's an old barn, and No, I'm not going to leave Sandwich. I just love it.
John, this is Bruce. I had a question, a Scottish question for you. Now, my maternal family is from Loch Slee, which is near the Trossachs, near where your new partner is from. And the wonderful, interesting thing about that is the McFarlanes are known, my family is probably the worst people in Scotland. Full Moon is known as McFarlane's Lantern because that's when they went to steal cows. My friend Johnny Cunningham told me there were all these stories about if you need a dirty job, get a McFarlane to do it. So just want to make sure you check this new person's McFarlane roots out before you get too deep into this. You can't excise yourself.
Well, so is there a clan, McFarlane?
Yes, yes, there is. And they're Arrow Carr is where they're headquartered. Clan's chieftainship has been open for so many years, like 100 years, because everybody's afraid there'll be old debts to pay or old crimes to pay for if they take it. So it seems at the moment nobody has it. You could claim it.
Well, there is a Davidson clan. You know, I'm Scottish as well, and my dad actually traced our lineage back to 1620 in Scotland. I'm so middle of the road. I don't think any of my people stole anything or had relationships with sheep or anything farm animals at all. But the McFarlanes, they sound like a lot of fun. Are they at all in Outlander, the Scottish? I love the series Outlander.
You know
what I'm talking about?
I don't know that they are, but my mother's family's always had the crest. I'm mostly French. I have a little bit of Scots in me, but they apparently were known to be terrible raiders. They stole everybody's everything, and that's how they sort of got along. And they retreated to their island, and nobody wanted to try and cross the lock to get to them.
What's the name of the island?
The island is in a lock called Loch Slee, which is spelled S-L-O-Y. And I don't know the name of the island, but the Arrow Carr is the town in the Trossachs, which I think is probably no more than maybe 45 minutes north of Glasgow, going into the Highlands. Yeah. But beautiful country.
Yeah. So you are like I in that you love the West. That's New Hebrides. There's the Inner Hebrides and the Outer Hebrides, and you know. There's Skye and can't think of all the names of the islands, but
Skye and Lewis and Harris and Skye is so wonderful.
Yeah. I went to this last time. My lady friend took me out to Easdale Island and to the island of I can't think of the other island, but. So that west coast of Scotland is so interesting. The east coast, on the other side of Edinburgh, and up that way, like Aberdeen and all that, is there's really not many trees. It's kind of barren, and I guess they get the north winds come down there from the North Sea, and it's very different. It's very wide open. It doesn't have the beautiful hills of Western Scotland. Oh. So I do like the Western landscape better.
I love them both, but I love Scotland as a place to go to. It's
very friendly people, and they're very outgoing and
best whiskey in the world.
I can't. I'm going to Edinburgh in August to the Fringe Festival.
Oh yes,
it's a world. I went last year and the year before, and I just it's all about performance. And I'm not performing there, but I'm just going to go around and see all the street performers and. It's everything. And then they have a military tattoo in a big stadium in front of the Edinburgh Castle. And, the sound and the lighting, and it's quite a show. But, yeah, I'm actually going to close the theater for close Club Sandwich for Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th, right, or the 10th and 11th, right in there, just to go back and see it. I don't think I'll ever live in Scotland. They have a little problem with their weather. I mean, there's a sunny day, I think, in June, but most I shouldn't say it that way, but it can be pretty overcast and rains a lot, not much snow actually, but it's can be pretty dreary in January, February, March, April.
My old friend Johnny Cunningham used to say, if you can see the mountain, it's about to rain. And if you can't see the mountain, it's already raining.
So, John, who takes care of your boat when you're in New Hampshire? What's happening with that?
Well, that's the deal. That's a very good question. My son is in his 50s, and he married a Mexicana, Claudia, and his daughters. He has two teenage daughters who are bilingual, and they help me with my Spanish. He lives there in La Paz, and he's done very well. He's a business coach. He has clients all over the U.S. and some in Canada and stuff. And he's done very, very well with business coaching and life coaching. And so my son is there. So he uses the boat as well when I'm gone, and he's helped me with some of the expenses of the boat. Because my son, he'll help me with the boat. Yeah.
Some of the videos that you took while you were there were absolutely stunning.
Oh, well, thanks, Rich. I didn't know you. Where did you see them? On my website.
Yeah.
I started doing videos, just shooting them with my camera. And then I've got I have a guy who puts them together back here, and I love singing with my guitar in the boat, and you always wish I could produce them a little bit better, but they're fun and a lot of ideas and a lot of songs, Jimmy Buffett kind of songs and songs about the ocean, and I have this thing about saline solution. I even wrote a song called Saline Solution, talking about the healing effect of ocean water, salt water, and it can heal relationships. And so that's what the song is all about. But listen, Father's, when is Father's Day coming up? Are you guys celebrating that?
I think it's a week from Sunday. I believe so.
Yeah. Are you guys fathers?
Yes.
Yeah. We are. Hey.
Because I am too. I have two girls and a boy, two, so do you think we'll get presents?
I am. I have told both of my sons that I would like to start downsizing, so presents are not in order. My older son and his wife live in the same farm we live on. It's just in their own house. My other son lives over in Albany, so I don't think I'll probably get a present. That'll make me just fine. If I can talk to my granddaughters on the phone, it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
My son is 10, so I may get something handmade from him, so that would be lovely.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, it's great to talk to you guys, and I'm not trying to cut this short. I just assume that you have bigger stars that you'd be talking to. And
there are no bigger stars. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned this to you before we let you go. Maybe I mentioned to you before, but we had an old co-star of yours on the show a while back, Leslie Ann Warren.
Oh, my goodness. I had such a crush on her. Yeah. She was in the Disney movies. I got a chance to kiss her several times in The Happiest Millionaire and the one and only Genuine Original Family Band. She's just a lovely lady and a wonderful actress. I learned a lot by working with her. And she's a dancer and a singer, and she's had an incredible career, and she's still going strong. Yeah, that was my first movie, The Happiest Millionaire. I was 24, and she helped me with my dancing. We sang a song, "Are We Dancing? Are We Really Here?" And I got to look into these incredibly huge eyes that she has, and I have such a crush on her. I don't think she had a crush on me.
Well, she spoke very highly of you.
Well, that's great, but she's being nice. She's way ahead of me. You know. Sometimes you meet a woman and you realize. I'm not sure I could keep up with her.
All of them. I mean, all of them, John. Yeah.
But maybe they like us. Sometimes I don't know why women like men. And I can understand people who are lesbians because if I were a lady, I think I would find another lady and settle down. I don't have... I see guys, we're just animals. We're just, I don't know. I'm not always proud at the stupid things that men do. I got a lot of buddies, though, and I just don't tell them how stupid it is what we do. I don't know. Why did I get into that? I'm going to alienate all the men.
No. We understand. We all understand where we are in the cosmos here. It makes sense.
All right. Great to talk to you guys. Keep doing those great shows.
John Davidson, visit his website, johndavidson.com, and you go right there, and it's got the link to tickets for John Davidson's Club Sandwich, the maybe final season. Again, if you want to get to see John, you better get tickets fast because these shows are selling out like nobody's business, and with good reason. John puts on a fantastic show. It's a wonderful venue in beautiful Sandwich, New Hampshire. Always a treat to talk with you, my friend. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you sometime in July.
Great. Thanks, Rich. Thanks, Bruce.
Yep.
Talk to you soon.
See you, John.
Thank you, John. John Davidson with us here on Downtown. The thunder and lightning have arrived outside the studios here. It is a little wild out there.
I thought the Red Sox were playing